in the interim. Welcome to Folk Life, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. You did it again. And when I say you did it again, I really mean it, because it is thanks to your support that Folk Life has been going on for 36 years. That's right. It's not just a good idea anymore. It's an institution. And for those of you who have been in an institution, you know how expensive that is. Yeah, they laugh nervously. All right. God, I have fun here every year. Thank you. I hope you're having as much fun as I am. I see you out there with your T-shirts on, eating the food, wearing the buttons. You know those buttons are important? 250,000 people come to Folk Life over 4 days. Chris is our sound man. If you like how it sounds, it's Chris's fault.
But if you don't like how it sounds, it's not my fault.
That's right. I'll take the blame. If you don't like it, hey, it's my stage. Hi, everybody. My name is Jim Hind. Welcome to Folk Life. Thank you for coming. I'm going to put on a little show here for the next half hour. Okay, the next 25 minutes. Sit back, relax. This is what Folk Life is all about. Happy Memorial Day. I was 18 and change when the telephone rang, calling me to report to the sea. The Vietnam War raged on every front page in the country. And I sailed to the war of a faraway shore with boys no wiser than I. Too young to vote and hoping too young to die. Serving time for the crime of being born American male. Where sons become brothers in arms or brothers in jail. Or perhaps it was love or self-prescribed drugs or the limbo of lost out at sea. Sailing that line beyond reason and rhyme, Frank, Dennis, and me. I recall the resorts and all the opium parts, but truth shines later in life. For the plight of the pawn pales greatly in the light of the king. How convenient is a god who would spare not the rod, send his only child to die in the hands of a power intent on only saving a lie. I turned 21 years old coming home from the South China Sea. Slapping paint on the rust of the sinking American dream. And did the home fires burn upon the hero's return? Was the red carpet rolled to the sea? Where was the parade when democracy was saved by Frank, Dennis, and me? And now I see in my son, were he to march to the gun, how his soul would wither and die. I know how that goes. Far too long it's been happening to mine. May the damage done me by the powers that be never be done unto criminals and foes exposed by history and time. For Dennison, I swore that the Vietnam War will have ended, at the moment when honor prevails and with justice demanded. While the names in the wall on the Washington Mall await the dead to return from the sea, for those veterans still dying a day at a time with Frank, Dennis, and me. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. That's my show. Thank you for coming. Hey, I heard one the other day. How many Vietnam vets does it take to screw in a light bulb? That's right. You don't know because you weren't there, man. Yeah, Bill liked that one. All right, last year I had a couple of born-again sitting in the front row, and I don't have a problem with Christianity, but I do have a problem with the Christians, or so they call themselves, who dress up Jesus Christ and march him off to Baghdad to kill people. I have a problem who use Christianity. Thank you. Christianity or any religion as a spear rather than a shield. So I hope you have as much fun with this song as I always do. It's called The God Connection. You know I'm just not sure I'm believing what I'm hearing when you evangelical Christians spread the word like you're hooked up with some inside track to heaven or a DSL connection straight to God. You warn me that I face hellfire damnation if I don't subscribe to Jesus' set of rules. You know that message doesn't sit too well with pagans, much less Hindu, Muslim, Buddhist, Krishna, Jews. But the ones who set me free the most are your reverend Oral Roberts held for ransom in your tower, Pat Robertson, you sanctimonious snake oil salesman with your double Doppler weather from the highest power. So if you guys insist to push your God connection, well, I don't mind it if it's what you want to do. Please ask the question that we all want answered. Why God talks only to hypocrites like you? It bothers me not that you talk to heaven. Half the people who walk the streets can do the same. But you hold yourselves up like some sainted prophets and judge those homeless people as quite insane. And the Alamo that sits atop your pie slice, that scoop of ole horse dung gets me hacked. You claim that your prayers to heaven not only get recorded, but that God Almighty has the time to call you back. So if you guys insist to push your God connection, I don't mind it if it's what you want to do. Please ask the question that we all want answered. Why God talks only to hypocrites like you? 'Cause even I myself have heard celestial voices. After Vietnam, they came through loud and clear. As it turns out, they were just my inner demons telling me precisely what I want to hear. And the doctors at the hospital, they can help you. They'll calm you down till you have naught to fear. And if you take your head meds just like they prescribe them, God should stop talking to you in about a year. So if you guys insist to push your God connection, I don't mind it if it's what you want to do. Please ask the question that we all want answered. Why God talks only to hypocrites like you? Oh yeah, and one more thing I feel I have worth saying. All you big league Christian jocks, get a clue. We're so sick and tired of hearing how you and Jesus won the big game, 'cause God don't follow sports and how you do. Oh yeah, and Bush, you rabid lion in Christian clothing, with your presidential soul-searching stare. Are you smoking crack or something that distorts your whole perception to see weapons of mass destruction that ain't even there? So if you guys insist to push your God connection, I don't mind it if it's what you want to do. Please ask the question that we all want answered. Why God talks only to hypocrites like all of you? Thank you very much. Thank you. That wasn't me clapping. That was asking somebody to assume the stage. Tricky, isn't it? You ever see kids when they wave, they always wave like this? They want to make sure they're doing it right. You know? No, but hey, Jerry Falwell passed on. That's right. You know, it's like Mark Twain said, I never killed anybody, but I've read a few obituaries I haven't had a problem with. Yeah, Jerry got up to heaven, I heard. I read this on the internet. Jerry got up to heaven, and how surprised he was when he found out that St. Peter was gay. All right, buddy. Don't get past those gates now, does he? To my right, Bob Crosby. Bob's been singing with me on the streets of Seattle for, I'll bet 15 years, maybe 14. But at any rate, Bob helps me from time to time. You know how Jerry Garcia had a monitor on stage that when he forgot the lyrics, they'd be right there. So this is my low-rent monitor. Speaking of rent, this is the Busker Show. There's an open case there, okay? My wife, Janet, has my CDs right over at the KBCS. See the KBCS tent? They are sponsoring this stage. KBCS. Y'all listen to them, I'm sure, right? If you don't, you're missing something. Anyway, go over there, get a CD, pick up a free KBCS button. Free button. Doesn't even cost you $10. I know where the $10 ones are, though. I got one. Robert Parson Crosby, do you need any water? God, look at these. Look at this. No, not that one. There's a fresh one for you. Look at Bob's collection of buttons. And he's a busker. If he can afford one, I know y'all can. But I see everybody wearing one already. So thank you. What do you think of that Folk Life design this year? Who's got a Folk Life t-shirt on? Right there, the green one. You got to stand around and show it to them. There we go. Hello. Okay. All right, all you people that said I couldn't get a pretty girl to stand up and show you what she looks like, you owe me $10. Okay. Now, that design right there, it has kids dancing by water and a mountain. Okay? For the 25th anniversary of Folk Life, I wrote this song. They finally got the imprint right this year. Give me a song.
Give me a song.
I may sing.
I may sing.
Give me a dream that I may dream. Give me the mountain and the deep blue sea. Peace of mind and serenity. as I walk along the trail of my dreams. I view the pleasant memories and scenes. I can't help but think that somehow I've been down this road before. Always seems to lead me back into this very door. Give me a song.
Give me a song.
I may sing.
I may sing.
Give me a dream that I may dream. Give me the mountain and the deep blue sea. Peace of mind and serenity. We seem to hustle and to bustle through each day. As the weeks and months to years all give way. Ain't it good to know that somewhere there's a race the rats don't run? If only for a little while we can celebrate as one. Give me a song.
Give me a song.
I may sing.
I may sing.
Give me a dream that I may dream. Give me the mountain and the deep blue sea. Peace of mind and serenity. And if there's a wish that I may pass along, it's another 100 years of this Pike Place Market song for our children's children's children to congregate and sing, perhaps dance on freedom's path while the chimes of freedom ring. Give me a song.
Give me a song.
I may sing.
I may sing.
Give me a dream.
A dream
that I may dream. Give me the mountain and the deep blue sea. Peace of mind and serenity. Give me a song.
Give me a song.
I may sing.
I may sing.
Give me a dream that I may dream. Give me the mountain and the deep blue sea. Peace of mind and serenity. Give me the mountain and the deep blue sea. Peace of mind and serenity. That's right. Bob's job is to make me sound better. How did it sound? Okay? Good. Now, I only saw Carol singing along with that song. Okay? Obviously, you guys need some CDs because she knows the song by heart. I don't know what's up with $100 bill. Thank you very much. 16 more of those, and I can take the rest of the day off. Thank you all very much. Now, remember I said I only saw one person singing. On this next song, if I don't see y'all singing, I'm only going to do a couple more songs after that. So there. I guess I... Thank you. Good to see you. All the way from Everett. So do I have to pitch the show I'm doing in Everett then? On the 22nd? 22nd, I'm doing a Bike for Peace. Up at Zippy's Java Lounge up in Everett. These guys, Ron among others, ride their bikes cross country to get people to vote peace. That's right. We aren't talking anti-war. We're talking peace. You don't need war going on to have peace. Look at that. You know you're putting on a good show when you got that man on stage with you, huh? All right. Y'all know the verses, or y'all know the refrain, and here's your part. You ready? You ready? There we go. Okay. Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night. Folk song. American as mom's apple pie. America, the beautiful, is leaving Irene with a tear in her eye. So Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams. Government pockets are empty, picked clean by the corporate crows. The gold's been removed from America's streets, leaving potholes in America's soul. So Irene, good night. I was told if I worked hard, I'd prosper and share the American dream. America's been transferred to offshore accounts. The dream has been shipped overseas. So Irene, good night. For not grieving, they never really knew Irene. Her pastures of plenty lie barren. Hope for their future, I sing. So Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good. And now hypocrites march us to battle with hearts full of Jesus and greed, while Dylan sings with God on our side. I sing good night, Irene. Everybody sing. That wasn't bad. Thank you, guys. That was uplifting. Speaking of uplifting, Bob and I got a song. To uplift the spirit. I know that I'm preaching to the choir here. And I know that we all told the White House 4 years ago not to invade Iraq. They did anyway. 2 days ago, in the coffee house, we all made a vow that today was going to be the beginning of the end of the Iraq War. And all of you out there are members of an organization known as the Sons and Daughters of the New American Revolution. This song is for you. I was born and raised American, so proud to use that name. the flag of truth and justice, defenders of the same. My eyes were opened in Vietnam. Pride was turned to shame. And my flag has flown half-mast ever since. Shout down the wind of the storm clouds rolling. You know there must be something done, but you don't know where to begin. Don't give up, don't give in. And if you'll stand the street again, I'll stand by your side and we'll shout down the wind. Oh, the cartoon vision of Uncle Sam in a snow-white cowboy hat, riding freedom and democracy on a worldwide righteous path. If not for the dead and dying, it would surely make me laugh. We're serving apple pie from the barrel of a gun. Shout down the wind of the storm clouds rolling in. You know there must be something done, but you don't know where to begin. Don't give up, don't give in. And if you'll stand the street again, I'll stand by your side and we'll shout down the wind. I think it's time we took our country back, and I think you feel the same. We become a nation of warlords, bullies by another name. If we stand for truth and justice, well then let that justice reign. With the standing truth, justice starts within. And shout down the wind of the storm clouds rolling in. You know there must be something done, but you don't know where to begin. Don't give up and don't give in. If you'll stand the street again, I'll stand by your side and we'll shout down the wind of the storm. Don't give up, don't give in. If you'll stand the street again, I'll stand by your side and we'll shout down the wind.
Bob Crosby, right there.